everybody, and welcome to episode one of the Microsoft Ignite Countdown. I'm your host, Joey Snow.
And I'm Rick Claus. Great to see you guys again.
Absolutely. Super excited. May 4th through the 8th in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, I can't wait.
The first ever Microsoft Ignite.
So, how would you explain what is this thing that's called Microsoft Ignite?
Well, I've got to give a background.
Okay.
You know how I am. Yeah. I've got to give a little bit of background. Now, we've worked in IT an awful long time.
Mm-hmm.
And our day jobs are as technical evangelists. And in that role, we have an opportunity to talk to a lot of our IT brethren.
Right? We talk about a lot of different types of technology.
Absolutely. And technology is moving so rapid and mm-hmm. changing so rapid. And actually, the demands on IT are increasing.
Mm-hmm.
The budgets are decreasing. Right? We're being pushed in IT to really innovate and drive innovation forward. So what we've done for Microsoft Ignite is that we have taken all of the big major technology conferences from the Microsoft Management Summit, SharePoint Conference, Project, Microsoft Exchange, Link, and of course, Microsoft TechEd, and we brought them all together under one umbrella to give folks one single place to go to talk to some of the best and the brightest in the industry, mm-hmm. and not just from Microsoft. So it's really a place to come and to get the ideas, see the future, as well as what's happening in the now.
So this is taking place from May 4th to May 8th.
To the 8th,
in
yes.
In Chicago. And we're going to be basically covering over the next couple of episodes of weeks, I guess 14 weeks to be exact.
14 episodes of the show.
We're going to be covering a lot of different things, and we're actually going to start this off kind of easy, giving you a little bit of a flavor, I think is the way to best describe the first couple episodes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Around what you should do when you're there as far as eating and drinking and being merry while you're in Chicago attending this awesome conference.
Absolutely. We're also going to give you some other tastes of things to do in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to focus in on the event because...
Right.
A lot of folks, maybe you've been to some of these other events, maybe you've never been to an event like this,
maybe.
And this is going to be a very large event.
Right.
So we're going to kind of give you some of the things that you really need to know. That's the whole point of us being here.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need to know before you go? So we're going to cover things off like the expo hall.
We're going to be doing things like the session catalog, probably the most anticipated thing that's going to be coming out on the ignite.microsoft.com website.
We're going to talk about our communities. Communities are extremely important. So the communities and the networking lounges that we're going to have available mm-hmm. to you. So there'll be a show around that.
And don't forget about certification benefits, and different tools you can use to get certified while you're there. And my favorite.
Yeah, everybody's waiting for this one, and we're not going to spill any beans yet, but talking about the event parties that we've got planned around Ignite in Chicago.
And then we're also going to be talking about the expo hall, the expo environment.
Yeah, mention that.
I did. What?
Yeah.
See, this is so much information.
You're so excited.
I didn't even know that he mentioned it.
Blanket.
Beautiful.
So what we should probably do first is just jump right in, kind of give people, we had an opportunity to head off to Chicago a few months ago. It was
yep.
a fantastic,
oh,
fantastic
man.
Journey. And there is so much content there that we're going to break it up over several shows.
Right.
So the first one that we're going to do is we're going to give you a little bit of a taste of what to eat and drink in Chicago, because I'll tell you what, man, you can do anything. You can go from a Chicago hot dog,
mm-hmm.
happens to be one of my favorites, all the way into the high-end dining and everything in between, along with the various places. If you're a craft brewer guy,
yeah,
you can go there.
We try to stay out of the pizza wars because, you know, that is an issue there.
Yeah, we don't want to put ourselves in the middle of the pizza wars, the sausage wars, the hot dog wars, but
right.
we did get a chance to taste it and wanted to bring a little bit of that flavor to you guys there.
Yeah.
So
you know what? Why don't we just get Nas to roll the film?
All right, now.
There's something that Chicago natives take
yes.
extremely seriously, and that is pizza.
Particularly as it relates to deep dish pizza.
Right.
Chicago is the home to deep dish pizza.
Now, we don't want to start a war because
no.
there's lots of stuff going on with regards to pizza. So this is one of the participants, which is
Gino's East. Yep, it was started in 1966 by a couple of cab drivers that were absolutely sick of traffic, so they wanted to create a restaurant. It was actually started as a bar.
Nice.
And now they've created pizza. Now, deep dish pizza is a little bit different than some of the more New York styles or the thin crust.
Okay.
The fact that
yeah,
it's
yeah.
basically a meal.
Okay.
It's designed to have a, you know, basically a couple pieces is going to fill you completely up.
So it's got like the crust bottom.
Yeah, and it's a thick, deeper crust.
And then
right?
it's got the meat and the toppings.
Yep.
And then it has the cheese.
Yes.
And then it has the sauce on top because they have to cook it for so long, they don't want the cheese to burn.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, it's a little bit different than stuffed pizza, because stuffed pizza has another layer of crust.
Okay.
But deep dish, it's amazing. Gino's here. No reservations required. Come along, you can meet some friends in line. Or if you've got a party of 15 or more, they will take a party reservation for you. So if you've got 15 or more.
And even if you wanted to send some home or order some before you even get here, you can do that if you're inside the contiguous 49.
The lower 48.
Lower 48.
Lower 48. The lower 48, yes, absolutely. So come check out some deep dish pizza. We're outside of Gino's East, and I'm starving.
I know that we pre-ordered our stuff because it takes about 20-30 minutes to cook.
Oh, really?
So let's go.
All right, let's go. Ready. All right, so we're standing out in front of Portillo's. Started in 1963 as a little hot dog. Is it good? Don't worry, I'll just go ahead and do the rest of this. It's all good, right? Okay. So this is the place you want to come if you want an Italian hot dog. Sorry, if you want a Chicago hot dog, an Italian beef sandwich, or in your case, it's best of both worlds.
This is a combo because it has both the meat and the sausage inside the bun, and it's also been dipped.
Yes.
In the sauce.
Dipped in the au jus.
Very nice.
A couple other things that they're famous for here. They've got famous ribs, and there's also pasta here. So basically all the kind of Portillo's restaurants that exist are right here on this location in downtown Chicago. It's a place you gotta go. You gotta have a Chicago dog with you while you're here. You gotta have an Italian beef while you're here. So stop by Portillo's. So we've got a lot of places in our various shoots over the last couple of years of the countdown shows.
We always seem to focus on beer.
You know, we always end up in a brewery.
Right, we're aficionados of beer.
Well, yeah, homebrewers. But yes. This time I decided to step it up a notch and to go to where my passion is, and that's vodka. Which brings us to CH Distillery, which is in the West Loop of here in the Chicago's.
Okay.
Seriously, this is one of those. I know we've said it. In the past, there's can't-miss places. This place is an absolute can't-miss.
I just had my very first Moscow Mule.
How did you?
It was stellar.
You and your
ginger. I love my ginger.
You
I love the
love
ginger.
Ginger.
It's very good.
Yeah.
But the best part is, obviously, it's a full operation. You can see it here behind us. A number of stills. A number of different... We actually took a picture earlier of all the different types of spirits that they make.
Creamy limoncello, bourbon, amaro, vodka, gin, rum, fruit brandies... more.
And more.
There's just, he's gone nuts. So this place has been open for a year now. And it was created by the distiller. It's a hobby from Tremaine Atkinson. Wanted to get his last name. Tremaine and I have been talking for about the last hour.
He's left his cushy life from the financial industry and decided to come and make his own distillery with partners to be able to create this labor of love, I do believe.
It's absolutely fantastic. If you want to do a private event here, highly recommend. You got 60 people, smaller, kind of more intimate gathering. Come check this place out. Made the concept behind this, again, we've talked a lot about this, you know, kind of farm to table, you know, sustainable kind of stuff, is that nobody has been dealing with this Illinois wheat and rye.
So all local stuff.
The local stuff, because we're in the Midwest, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of wheat and rye produced here. Why not make vodka? And I concur with that question. So that's what they're doing here. There's a small plate menu, so if you want to eat here, I highly recommend it. It's amazing.
But they're small plates.
Small plates. Well, who needs more because you just got vodka?
Yes.
Or other things if you want to. And they've got some amazing craft cocktails. We sampled a couple before we came back in here. Highly recommend this place. Again, CH Distillery, you can take a bottle to take home with you, which I plan on taking probably more than one home with me.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan. Fanboy, what can I say?
I believe these guys are from 5 p.m. until about midnight or so.
Yes.
And
all days except for Sunday and Monday.
Right.
So you want to do that Tuesday through Saturday. So come check this place out. It's easy to get to. I got to taste more.
I'm just hoping he's going to let us fire one of these things up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We could probably do that.
I don't know.
Let's go see if there's a button.
He could do.
Thank you.
big one? Like,
which one do you want? Hey, look.
Okay, we're working here.
You're not working.
Sorry. Oh, we're shooting. Okay.
Yes. You're not just the beer guy.
I just love this.
I know. So we're at Berghoff, which happens to be one of the oldest restaurants and bars in Chicago. As a matter of fact, they hold liquor license number
one
and two.
Number two.
Absolutely. It started kind of as a bar. Actually, it started even before that at the World's Fair.
Right.
In 1893 in a tent. It was actually technically not even in the World's Fair.
Right. He was not able to get a permit to go inside the World's Fair, so he set up a tent outside the World's Fair, and people would come and have some before and have some when they left.
And then they actually moved in and served sandwiches in the building directly next door.
Very interesting topic for this one here. Used to make it so that you would get free food, free sandwiches and entrees if you bought a beer. What is it, 5 cents for a glass and 10 cents for a pint or something like that?
Yeah, a stein.
A stein.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Eat that one.
And served, as always, with chips and a pickle.
Right.
As you always do. This place is fantastic. So they've got the Berghoff beer, right, which is actually not, it is a craft beer, and it's served here at the restaurant. It's not actually technically brewed here.
Right.
It's brewed in Wisconsin, but there are
four
beer that are year-round and one seasonal. So you've got your options that you've got there. Try the food. You've got your standard schnitzels. You've got the Reuben, which we tried, which is fantastic.
And of course, you know, you've got the brats.
The brat was good, too.
The brat was very good.
I have to say that. So let's see, there's a ton of history here because this place was men's only until 1969.
Right.
And they didn't even have bar stools until the 80s.
No?
You had to stand up and drink.
Oh, see, I missed that part of the story.
Yeah?
That's amazing.
It's because you were back here trying to pour beer.
I'm trying, yeah, just doing it.
It's all right.
Just doing it.
You've got a second job coming. They've got a bakery in-house, so they bake all their rye bread for the Reuben sandwiches. It's just like over 200 loaves.
So 200 loaves or so, and they also have pretzels as well.
Yes.
I saw on the way in, there's this ginormous pretzel that they just bring to the table with different mustards you can have. You have to go have one of those.
You're drooling.
But we need to wrap this one up with an apple strudel at some point.
Oh, yeah. I hear the apple strudel is amazing. And if you miss it, because you missed it here, and you're watching this like later.
Right.
There is actually a location at O'Hare. So if you're flying out of O'Hare, or if you just didn't get enough, because I'll be honest with you, I haven't gotten enough yet.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, expense-wise, I mean, we're looking about between $10 to $20 at most for each of the entrees, so it's very reasonably priced.
Very reasonably priced.
Good selection of beer to be able to have some as well, of course. But don't forget, they also were famous for their sodas, or pops, as I call them in Canada. You guys call them sodas here. But root beers and cherry cokes and
there was an orange soda.
An orange soda as well.
An orange soda as well. So it's Berghoff, and you want to check it out. It's one of the oldest establishments inside of Chicago, family run from the get go.
Mm-hmm.
This place is awesome.
Check it out. Fourth generation.
Fourth. So there you have it, a quick little tour of things to eat and drink. I think we've got more of those as well, because that was just like a tiny little bit of the things that we were able to experience.
We have more than just that. So what we will ask you to do, though, is just don't forget, go to ignite.microsoft.com, register for the event, again, May 4th through to the 8th.
Yep.
Taking place in Chicago, Illinois.
Get that spot all set up for you to join us at Microsoft Ignite. And then we want to hear your thoughts. We want to hear what you would like to see for this event, because this show is all about getting you prepared to go. So you're going to want to, we've got some Twitter hashtags.
Yeah, the easiest thing you can do if you're on the Twitters is just use the hashtag MSIgnite, or if you wanted to, the official handle of MSIgnite, Microsoft Ignite, is @MS_Ignite.
As always, you can comment below on the video. We do read all of those comments. We do want to get your opinions in as to what you want to see on this show. It'd be a very, very short series of shows if we didn't hear what folks wanted to hear about. So make sure you interact with us there.
Yep.
And you did mention register now, Microsoft.
Yep. Register at ignite.microsoft.com. You got it. And other than that, I think we should just probably wrap this one up and say stay tuned for the next episode coming up next week.
See you soon.